My name is Ariel. I moved to the US at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
From The Recount, I'm Rena Ninen, and you're listening to The Recount Daily Pod. Today's Wednesday, September 22nd.
I would be very focused on being self-sufficient and focused on what you can do to set yourself up for success. And that also may be not just thinking about what you're saving and investing, but thinking about the kind of lifestyle that you want to have in your self-defined retirement.
That was Bobby Rebell, certified financial planner and host of the podcast Money Tips for Financial Grownups, talking about early retirement strategies. We'll dig into that a little later on the show, but first, your morning headlines. We begin in New York City, where the 76th UN General Assembly is underway. President Joe Biden made his debut speech, making the case for world leaders to unite against a host of global challenges, including the COVID-19 pandemic, terrorism, and climate change.
When we meet the threat of challenging climate, the challenging climate we're all feeling, already ravaging every part of our world with extreme weather? Or will we suffer the merciless march of ever-worsening droughts and floods, more intense fires and hurricanes, longer heat waves, and rising seas?
Biden also mentioned a focus on the Indo-Pacific, a clear reference to China's growing military strength in its own backyard. Chinese leader Xi Jinping, in a pre-recorded speech at the UN, said China would not build any new coal-fired power plants abroad, something the U.S. has criticized. Most of China's own electricity, and 20% of America, still comes from burning coal, a massive source of the carbon dioxide emissions that drive man-made climate change. Next to COVID, Novant Health, a healthcare provider in North Carolina, says it suspended 375 employees for refusing to get vaccinated. The employees work across 15 hospitals and hundreds of other facilities. Nearly 99% of the company's workforce has already complied. The stragglers have 5 days to do so or lose their jobs. It would not be the first time a healthcare provider has let go of workers for not getting vaxxed. Last week, Physicians Network Indiana University Health said it fired more than 100 part-time employees for refusing the jab. And in June, Houston Methodist Hospital terminated 153 workers for the exact same reason, 10 days after a judge dismissed an employee lawsuit against the hospital over the mandate. And finally, Apple is working on technology that could one day provide early warnings for depression and for cognitive decline, a possible precursor to Alzheimer's. That's according to a Wall Street Journal story on the tech giant's partnerships with both UCLA and the pharma company Biogen. Your iPhone and Apple Watch already know a lot about you, your movements, your sleep patterns, your heart rate. By adding in even more sensory data, researchers hope they'll be able to develop algorithms to reliably detect those conditions. Privacy is an obvious concern, but the documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal show that Apple wouldn't receive this kind of user data on its own servers. The payoff could be massive for both Apple and its partners. Digital behavioral health companies brought in a record $2.7 billion in financing last year. That's according to data cited by the journal. And that figure is on track to double this year. And now to our daily deep dive. Retirement is a much anticipated life milestone for many. Time to quit your day job and start doing what you love. For older generations, 65 was the magic age for retirement, but some Generation Zers say they're shooting for 50. Can they succeed? Today, we're talking with Bobby Rebell, certified financial planner and host of Money Tips for Financial Grownups podcast. We're going to get her insights. Bobby, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I love this topic.
I do too. First off, I'm 41 and I want to retire by 50. I'm actually not a Gen Zer, so I want to get to that in a moment. But, you know, this retirement milestone for many Americans was so much later in life. But Gen Zers are thinking about it quite differently than older generations. There's a recent survey that shows 1 in 5 Gen Zers think they're going to be able to retire before 50. Are they crazy?
They are definitely not crazy. And this is wonderful. It's a great mindset that they're in, whether or not they achieve this or not, because what they're doing is they're setting themselves up for success, because what's going to happen is they're going to focus on investing and saving and being strategic with their money. And that's all good. The one caveat I would say is, remember, life may change. You may change what you want to do. Your priorities may change. Your expenses may change. But you're never going to be sorry that you were paying attention to your money at a young age. And so I think this is a wonderful thing.
So Bobby, I'm a Generation Xer. We're really less optimistic about retirement. How does the financial outlook of various generations differ? And what influences them on their thinking?
Well, it's tricky because there's two things going on. There are absolutely differences in the generations and how people are growing up, but there's also differences in just the ages. At the end of the day, 20-somethings are always going to view what their life will be like when they're 50, just because that's the marker we've put out there, than 41-year-olds like yourself. You gain perspective. A lot of people perceive that they're going to have certain priorities at one age. And then naturally, as they get older, things change. So one person may say, I want to be part of the FIRE movement. That's financial independence, retire early in their 20s. And they may perceive that they want to live a very minimalist lifestyle and save a lot. But again, getting back to the original point, it's always good to have a bigger emergency fund, more savings, and more investing. So it's going to work out well.
So I just don't understand how you do this. If you are coming out of college, you've got college debt. How do you get to a point where you can retire at 50?
Well, it depends how you define your retirement and what your priorities are. If you define retirement, let's say, as not having to go to a corporate job 5 days a week in the office, right? You can set yourself up so that by age 50, you have other sources of income, for example, from investing, because you started so young, which is awesome, that you are not obligated to work for an employer, but you may define your retirement as working only for yourself or working only in the gig economy when you want to. It may be that you don't live a lifestyle that needs as much income. You may live in a location that doesn't cost as much. So there's so many variables that you can control, including your income, that it really can be possible for people. It doesn't mean everyone can retire with a nest egg of X dollars at age 50 and live the lifestyle that is often promoted in marketing materials for a lot of investment companies. It's how do you want to live your life and what compromises are you willing to make to get to that level? For example, stereotypically, the FIRE movement, again, financially independent, retire early, originally started with a lot of people who were male and working in the technology industry and had very high salaries and were able to bank these crazy percentages, like 80%. And then they were going to live on very low income. So that's one perspective. You may be coming at it from a different perspective. Maybe you don't earn as much in your primary job, but you are able to live with roommates and squirrel away a really high percentage of your income that way. There's different strategies that can work for anyone. But again, it's all about prioritizing and what changes you're willing to make.
I'd love to be able to bank 80% of my salary. It's just not realistic. How do people do that? What are the sacrifices you've got to make to be able to get to early retirement?
80%, I think, is extreme. And I do worry about those cases. Although I'm saying there's nothing bad about having a lot of money invested, there is something bad about saving so much that you miss out on the life experiences that are so important in your 20s. I don't want anyone to miss their best friend's wedding because it wasn't in their budget. I want people to experience life. Go out with your friends. Maybe you proactively tell them, I'm trying to save a lot of money. Let's pick a different restaurant. Or you guys, you know, host each other at different homes. We've learned in the pandemic that there are so many ways to adjust our spending in ways that we thought were not so much discretionary, turned out to be discretionary. For example, I didn't think I spent a lot on coffee, but because I was out and about a lot more before the pandemic, I did spend a lot relative to zero in the last year. there's a lot we can do that we didn't really think about before the pandemic. I think that opens up a lot of possibilities for many people. I agree with you. I think 80% is extreme, but you know, it just depends on what choices you're willing to make.
There even are some downsides, though. I mean, it sounds great, but if you retire early, withdrawing penalties from your retirement accounts, what are some of the things that, even if you do have that opportunity, that you've got to be mindful of?
Yeah, I love the fact that you brought this up because people don't think about that. We squirrel our money away in a 401k and you can't get to it till you're 59 and a half based on the current law. And there's a few little loopholes, but basically you're looking at 59 and a half. So that is something that people need to think about. They also can't get to Medicare till they're 65, basically. And so it's important that if that is your strategy and 50 is the number, you have money that is saved in places that you can access. And the other thing people forget is retirement savings doesn't have to be exclusively to retirement vehicles. It's okay to save money and invest money in just a brokerage account. It doesn't have to be a designated retirement account. And if you just save money and invest money through regular accounts, that money can be accessible as well.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Bobby Rebell, certified financial planner, host of Money Tips for Financial Grownups podcast.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
Welcome back to The Recount Daily Pod, a podcast from The Recount and iHeartRadio. I'm here with Bobby Rebell, certified financial planner and host of Money Tips for Financial Grownups podcast. We're talking about retirement and financial freedom. Is Social Security going to be around by the time millennials and Gen Zers are ready to retire? Is that something they should think about?
Nobody has a crystal ball, but I think it's going to be around. But I think what's important for people to think about in terms of whether or not it's going to be around is that it's only one piece of the puzzle. And if you get some money from Social Security, that's great. But I wouldn't count on that as a major piece of your retirement income. I would be very focused on being self-sufficient and focused on what you can do to set yourself up for success. And that also may be not just thinking about what you're saving and investing, but thinking about the kind of lifestyle that you want to have in your self-defined retirement. Remember, if you're retiring at 50, you could be looking at 40, 50 years of retirement. Not only do you have the money for that, but what are you going to do in that so-called retirement? That's a lot of years to not have structure to your life, to not have a job per se. So maybe they'll retire at 50 and then do other things that are fulfilling, maybe have some income. It doesn't mean you have to go from your big income to zero. You can do different things. So maybe it's a retirement from what they're doing now into something new and exciting, because there's a lot of years. And I don't know that people just want to sit around doing whatever they picture.
You know, according to AARP, they put out stats saying that a woman who retires at 55 will have to make her savings last for 28.6 years compared to 20 years if she retires at 65. A man who retires at 55, he needs about 25 years of savings. That's a lot of money to have to bank.
It's a lot of money. And it's also, you know, what are you going to do for those years? Do you really want to do something proactively that earn zero money? I think a lot of people enjoy earning money. They just want control over their time and their resources and their energy. So I would say maybe aim for some kind of a career pivot at 50 where you can move into something where you have that sense of control, but you also earn income. It doesn't have to be the same income. So I'd be really optimistic about this generation. I think there's so many possibilities. We don't even know what they can do, but it's going to be pretty amazing to watch.
For Generation Zers listening right now, would you say it's possible, given the current cost of living, it's so high, is it realistic for them to really think they can retire early?
I think it really depends. Right now, we're going through so many changes in the workforce. And this is the time, most in my lifetime, that I think workers have had more options and more control than ever before, because there is a labor shortage in so many different industries that people do have the power. If they are good at their job and if their employers want to keep them, they do have the power to ask for and get better compensation, both financially and also in terms of other benefits like lifestyle enhancement benefits that they may enjoy. Whether the numbers will add up is really an individual choice. I mean, you have to think about what kind of lifestyle do you want in your so-called retirement. Not everyone is going to be sitting in Adirondack chairs looking at, you know, a beautiful sunset overlooking the ocean on a cliff. So I think, you know, you kind of have to go back to looking at the goal. What kind of retirement do you want to have? And then work backwards. What kinds of steps do I need to do that? It may be switching industries. It may be having a side hustle. It may be having your own business, taking some risks and seeing how that works out. There's a lot of years. There's a lot of room for error. Nothing is set in stone, and they should do what they want to do. And if part of what they want to do is earn a lot of money, they should do that too.
So another area Gen Zers aspire to is millionaire status. According to some calculations, to be a millionaire by 50, you've got to be investing $460 biweekly at 20. You've got to sock that away. For a Generation Zer listening right now, would you say it's really possible given the current cost of living?
Well, first of all, of course it's possible. And what they need to focus on is controlling their income and controlling their costs. It's very simple. But if their first goal is to reach that $1 million status, then they need to take that $460, automate that, pull that right out of their income every other week and make that their priority, if in fact that is their priority. And if they don't have the income to support that, find a way to increase your income. There are so many amazing side hustle opportunities available that you could do that maybe in addition to your regular job. If you don't feel you have the skill set to pick up a side hustle, there's so many resources to improve our skill set, to improve our education, make us more desirable as employees or as workers in the gig economy to increase our income from home and during those pockets of time when we're not working for a full-time employer.
I want to ask you about buying versus renting. For so long, I think my parents' generation, it was you've got to buy a home. Like that's where your wealth is. That's a big focus. Does renting put you behind for retirement?
Renting does not put you behind for retirement, and it is a personal preference, and it's also circumstantial. There are times when housing prices have gone up and it's been a great investment, but there are times when it does not. It is not a guarantee in any way in terms of an investment. Whether you should buy a home or not really depends on your personal financial circumstances, your personal lifestyle expectations, and also just kind of what you like. What kind of life do you want to live? Some people really like the stability of owning a home and knowing that that's where they're going to be and knowing that they have a large amount of control over the cost of their housing. Renting gives you a lot more flexibility. It can help with your career in that you are able to be more mobile and you can change your mind. And you also might want to just live different places and have that kind of lifestyle. So it's really a personal choice. And I think what's really important here is to lead with the life that you want and then use money as a tool to get there. Instead of saying, well, what's the best financial choice for me, renting versus owning? It's really, what's the best life choice? How do I want to live my life? Do I want the freedom of renting or do I want the stability and potential investing upside of owning a home? And nothing is guaranteed. You could really get slammed in the rental market where they could raise your rent and you're kind of stuck, but you could equally get slammed by owning a home.
We'll be right back with Bobby Rebell, certified financial planner and host of Money Tips for Financial Grownups podcast. You're listening to the Recount Daily Pod.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Recount Daily Pod, a podcast from The Recount and iHeartRadio. I'm here with Bobby Rebell, certified financial planner and host of Money Tips for Financial Grownups podcast. We're talking about retirement and financial freedom. So, Bobby, you're coming out with a book next spring. It's called Launching Financial Grownups. Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, I'm so excited for this book. I mean, this is really a call to action for Gen X, my generation. We have been guilty of being helicopter parents, and now many of us are moving into concierge parenting. And that is sort of being available at all times with solutions to smooth the way for our kids and often involving money. And that's something that's very dangerous for our Gen Xers. If we are over-subsidizing our children, not only are we endangering our own retirement and our own investing, but we're also not setting our children up for their own success and their own feelings of accomplishment. Because there is something really wonderful about knowing that you can pay your own bills and you're good.
I love that, especially talking to your kids. My dad spoke to me very early about money and got me a credit card, which he would charge one thing every quarter on to help build credit and things like that, that just made such a difference in my mindset early on. So I love that you're coming out with this book. I want to ask you though about COVID. You know, there are so many people who feel whether they've been laid off or they're behind in their finances. How do you recover financially from an economic hit like COVID?
I think the first thing is mindset. Know that you're not alone. And this has hit so many other people as well. And to just take a deep breath and look at the big picture and know that this has been a really hard year and a half. But especially if you're young, I mean, you absolutely have the opportunity to recover and be open-minded about where you're going to go in terms of not just your career, but just earning money, because it's okay to take a chunk of your life when things are not going well and say, okay, what can I do to simply earn money? What skills do I have? What can I do that will pay the bills while we're in this season of our lives that I will be able to come out as strong or stronger than I am right now?
When you're looking at a big picture, what do you think young people should look for if they really want to have within reach early retirement?
I think they have to take a really hard look at why they want that early retirement and work backwards from there. So is it the fact that they don't like their current job? Well, if that's the situation, of course, save and invest. There's no harm in that. But think about, why do you want that early retirement? If it's because you don't like your current job, maybe also focus on what can I do to be in a better job now rather than thinking 30 years ahead. What will make me happy now? Because it's important that we plan for the future, but it's also so important that we live in the now and we don't forget that we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, there's so many things I'm so glad I did right before COVID hit. And so we shouldn't forget that.
Now I'm curious. You got to tell me, what did you do before COVID hit that you're so grateful for doing?
You know what? I had a milestone birthday and I was really shy about having a party, and my husband really wanted to have a party. And it was January 11th of 2020. And it was beautiful outdoors. We had the party and it was such a wonderful life moment to have my friends and family around and have that gathering. No one had any idea in January that the next year and a half would be anything like this. But I think it's really important that we spend the time with our family and friends and really focus on those life experiences. Because as I said, don't be so focused on retirement. It's really important that you not lose sight of your life right now. That's, we've really learned that. We don't want to put off things that make our lives richer. And I know that's sort of a double entendre, but the future is really important, but so is the present.
Well, I feel so much better because I paid for top shelf alcohol in my 20s and fancy dinners. Yes,
but those were all times you spent with your friends and you had a good time,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
I had wonderful
Do
memories
that.
In my of my 20s, but I will be paying for that in my 60s, let's say.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Bobby, I want to thank you so much for joining us. It was just so grateful to get your insights on retirement. The book is called Launching Financial Grownups, available in the spring. And you can check out Bobby's website for more information, bobbyrebell.com. Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks so much for having me.
And now to the look ahead. Here's what else we're watching today. President Biden is hosting a virtual COVID-19 summit today with global leaders and health officials from around the world. The goal of the summit, get leaders on board with vaccinating 70% of the world's population within a year. So far, the Biden administration has donated 140 million vaccines to nearly 100 different countries. The World Health Organization said in June that vaccinating at least 70% of the global population would require 11 billion doses. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and FBI Director Christopher Wray will testify this morning in front of the House Homeland Security Committee. It's a virtual hearing on the global threats the U.S. faces 20 years after 9/11. Well, grab your cozy sweaters and pumpkin spice lattes. It's officially fall in the Northern Hemisphere. Today, most places on Earth will get an even 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness. The precise moment of the autumnal equinox, when the sun lines up directly with the equator. It'll be at 3:21 this afternoon, Eastern Time, until the winter solstice
in December. The days will be getting shorter. Have a great day, everyone. See you back tomorrow. This is a Recount Daily Pod, a podcast from The Recount and iHeartRadio. Our thanks to Bobby Rebell for being on the show. And if you like this episode, I hope you'll subscribe to The Recount Daily Pod. Do leave us a rating on the Apple Podcast app. I'm your host, Rena Ninen.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.